Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, George. Since I'm taking the floor for the first time at this meeting, I wish to greet you and express my appreciation to see you all in person, but also welcoming people on the screen. But it feels really good to have a face-to-face meeting happening. I would like to further elaborate already what Ettore has already mentioned in his intervention, with a specific focus on wastewater surveillance of SARS-CoV-2, because that has been a very rapidly emerging topic in the past 2 years in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, which couldn't really be foreseen in the program of work that we had crafted already 4 years ago. And thereby, I wanted just to highlight that this, even though it was not strictly affiliated with the program of work of the protocol that we had organized as part of the protocol webinar series that we have been organizing in the past 2 years, a specific webinar that was offering information and experiences for protocol parties and partners that collaborate under the framework of the protocol on this very topic. But we also have been working with partners in the Netherlands, RIVM, in producing a document with questions and answers that are related to the application of the approach of environmental surveillance of SARS-CoV-2, addressing critical questions on how these methods can be applied, but also in terms of what are the use cases for wastewater surveillance and how this information can be possibly used in public health decision making in the context of the pandemic. Secondly, I also would like to draw your attention to the fact that WHO has provided and issued only a month ago interim guidance on this very topic. You can see both documents here on the screen, and if you Google these documents, you will be able to find them on the World Wide Web. And again, this is really the starting point also for the next year's program of work, for the next 3 years. So we take these experiences collated so far and these documents as a springboard, actually also for accelerating attention and for building capacities on such approaches under the program of work. Thank you, Mr.